In the No Panic Zone, good to have you here. I'm Steve Gerber. It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Thursday. Tomorrow is Good Friday. Keep that in mind. With all of the COVID-19 lockdowns going on and, of course, the pandemic playing out in real time as we live history, a lot of folks don't let a good pandemic go to waste. No, sir. They'll try to figure out how to scam you out of your money with cures and remedies and different ideas. My next guest, Eric Smart, is a CBD expert, former pro cyclist, and the CEO of Myoderm. Eric, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve.
Good to have you here. So, all right, people are saying, okay, here's the magic cure. There are all sorts of magic cures out there. We do know some things actually do work to mitigate this virus, or any virus for that matter, being vitamin C and zinc. Maybe hydroxychloroquine seems to be a cure that is gaining speed, but other things are being peddled out there to unsuspecting folks. Give me an idea.
Well, I can say in the CBD space is getting kind of ridiculous. If you check your email inbox, you're going to see all sorts of things coming in, and you'll see CBD and coronavirus reported cures, and of course that's pretty much bunk. CBD is a great anti-inflammatory and does have prescription medication, but it's going to help with aches and pains, not curing diseases.
So CBD is good for a sore joint or two, no pun intended, but not for curing COVID-19 or keeping you alive or keeping you from catching the illness, correct?
No, it's not going to have any real impact on those types of diseases, certainly viruses. You will see it, like you said, with aches and pains, and there is a prescription medication for seizure conditions like Dravet's. However, any type of disease, any type of conditions like Alzheimer's, and you even see cancer mentioned around CBD, and that's just ridiculous. It's not going to do anything for that, and certainly for things that are life-threatening like this coronavirus, beware and don't buy into some scam.
Do me a favor here, Eric. Eric Smart here, CBD expert, a guy that knows a thing or two about aches and pains, being a former pro cyclist. Tell the folks that don't quite understand what CBD is, what it is.
Sure. CBD is a molecule found in the cannabis plant. So the most famous molecule is THC. Everyone knows that one. It's the one that gets you high. Another molecule they find in the cannabis plant is CBD, cannabidiol. And it has been discovered to be a great therapeutic for, like I said, aches and pains, anti-inflammatory capabilities, and is effective in helping with seizures.
So those are all, very beneficial properties of the product, and helps people. Doesn't get you high, to be clear, just so we're crystal clear on that. So tell me about some of the scams you're hearing about. Eric Smart here, a CBD expert, and a lot of scams out there. And you're right, you open your emails. Here's magic cure number one. Here's magic cure number two. Just send us this much money and so on and so forth. These people are criminals. Honestly, there's no other way to look at it, correct?
It's fraud. There's a lot of fraud going on in this emerging market, and people need to be aware of it. People need to be aware that this is not a product that's going to help with disease conditions like coronavirus, and, as mentioned, cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. These have all been discussed and promoted in scammy ways. So beware. Don't buy into it. And if you're looking at CBD products, there are a lot of topical products sold by national retailers now. That's the direction you want to go, not email promotions.
Absolutely. So in this world of CBD, obviously you're immersed in it. But for you, being a legitimate seller of the products, those scams have got to hurt you as well. Not only does it hurt the people that are thinking that it's going to be some miracle cure for this or that, that could be downright dangerous, possibly deadly if they thought it was going to save their life and they didn't seek proper medical treatment. But for you, it must damage your business as well and the credibility of the product.
Yeah, it doesn't help anyone, either consumers or companies in the market, when you've got bad actors saying, fraudulent things. So the best thing we can do is promote what it is good for.
Sure.
And certainly, as a consumer, look at national retailers. And I do run a company, Myoderm, that sells CBD products through national retailers like Dick's Sporting Goods, GNC, 7-Eleven, where you can go buy vetted, reliable products. It's the key is, if it sounds too good to be true, it definitely is, and look to buy reputable brands that are sold to reputable companies.
That's good advice. Eric Smart here. He is the CEO of Myoderm, a CBD company that sells it for the things that it works for, not for imaginary magic cures. I'll give you the last word, Eric.
That's the key takeaway. You know, it's got some great properties, great therapeutic capabilities. Buy from reputable companies, and it's not going to cure all your ails.
Yeah, there you go. It's not going to cure everything out there, but it'll cure certain things. Greatly appreciate it. Tell them where they can find out more about Myoderm. Go ahead and do that.
Sure. You can find it at Myoderm, Myoderm.com. And like I said, you can find it at Dick's Sporting Goods, GNC, 7-Eleven, and lots of other retailers.
There you go. All right. Eric Smart, greatly appreciate you being here, telling you the truth about, let's be careful out there. All right, let's be careful out there because there are scammers out there and there's fraud going on out there, and you just don't get caught doing that. All right, just be careful. If it sounds too good to be true, that was his comment. It probably is. If I haven't mentioned Dana Nessel, the Attorney General of Michigan, it's because I am disgusted by her behavior. Here is a tweet sent out by the Attorney General of Michigan yesterday in the middle of a pandemic. I just can't hear about one more black healthcare worker, police officer, or bus driver die while getting a barrage of complaints from white folks outraged because they can't go golfing. Leave it to Dana Nessel to turn the COVID-19 pandemic into a racist virus. Well done. Is it also racist, people that don't want to lose their jobs or want to save their companies? Is that also racist? It's absolutely absurd. It's grotesque that the Attorney General would say such a thing in Michigan. She will never be held accountable, except by us. It's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.